We've been building this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview. Data research that stands on its head, an assumption that job losses in coal mining are behind the opioid epidemic.
What we found is that in all of our ways of cutting the data, the death rate went up when there's more coal mining activity.
Tufts University economics professor Gilbert Metcalf says the results of his research suggest that the higher rates of injury in underground coal mining in particular lead to greater amounts of opioid use and death. It may be hard to imagine any silver lining to the decline in coal mining, but according to Metcalf, it's there in the numbers.
As coal mining declines, we're seeing a bit of a reduction in that mortality rate.
A change in attitude about drug addiction in favor of helping people recover instead of throwing them in prison has been catching on across the Commonwealth. We heard this recently from Ashley Watts, the new state chamber chief.
10 years ago, this is nothing the Chamber of Commerce would have ever gotten involved with. But our times have changed, the workforce has changed, and this issue has obviously grown significantly here in Kentucky.
We heard it from Kentucky Health News reporter Melissa Patrick after covering a conference of reporters and editors talking about the impacts of words they've been using.
Simply knowing that addiction is a disease and that we need to write about it as such becomes very important because then the words you use change.
Now there's an effort to teach business owners, community leaders, and nonprofits how to hire, integrate, and retain second chance employees. It's been developed by Rob and Diane Perez, owners of Saul Good Restaurants and DVA Kitchen, created specifically to help people in recovery.
To try to teach our folks that are in a second chance position how to, figure out how to get a job, how to retain a job, how to get a raise at a job, and hopefully end up in the field that they want.
We'll have a report about rising river levels along with an increase in waterway accidents. It comes to us from Good River, a collaboration among 7 newsrooms in the Ohio watershed region about the environment, economy, and culture of the Ohio River. So the student in your life seems to be having a hard time keeping up with all that homework?
Sometimes kids just frankly feel overwhelmed. Obviously, there's a lot of high expectation in our schools, and for good reason. But for some children where things don't come as naturally, they begin to internalize it. They become anxious.
Dr. Dan Florell, an assistant professor in the school psychology program here at Eastern Kentucky University.
One thing that anxiety does is it really shuts down the true ability of a child so that things start to fall through the cracks.
So has the bar been raised a notch too high on academic expectations of achievement?
I'm not arguing that good or high expectations are necessarily a bad thing. Some children need to be prompted to strive and push past their level of comfort to really truly achieve. But what I'm saying, there is a select group of students where that is almost the exact opposite of what you want to do.
And the latest in our interviews with candidates for conductor and music director of the Lexington Philharmonic.
My father is an opera singer who's traveled internationally as an operatic tenor, and my mother is a concert pianist.
Enrico Lopez-Yanez, principal pops conductor of the Nashville Symphony.
I tend to lean towards and get excited about creating projects that are theatrical in nature or go beyond what our normal expectation of a concert experience might be and how it might be presented.
It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on 88.9 and on our mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.